Alaska's commissioner of the Natural Resources Department was in the nation's capital today, playing a role very familiar with Alaskan politicos, educating Washington about home. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Stop me if you've heard this one. An Alaskan official goes to Washington to testify about natural resources and how the feds are mucking things up. A community activist disagrees and says the federal government is in fact protecting animals and lifestyles with its regulations. That was the familiar drama unfolding on Thursday when Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan testified before a U.S. House subcommittee. His message is one Alaskans have made the pilgrimage to announce time and time again. We've got oil, we've got gas, you need it.
It's an education process because, A, I don't think it's common knowledge how massive our resource base in Alaska, particularly on the North Slope, continues to be. These are massive, massive resources. And I don't think a lot of people understand how well endowed in terms of resource wealth the state is.
As usual, Republicans were friendly to the message of more drilling and that the federal government should get out of the way. Representative Bill Johnson of Ohio may be just a freshman, but he heard all he needed to.
Back in my district in eastern and southeastern Ohio, my constituents are fed up with high gas prices. They've told me time and time again that we need to produce more of America's energy from our own natural resources.
Because Republicans are in control of the U.S. House, the voice of Alaskans opposed to some forms of oil and gas development weren't invited. But Carolyn Cannon, president of the Native Village of Point Hope, came anyway and talked to a couple of curious reporters afterward.
For the longest time, I've been advocating it for my community as a tribe. My people have given me direction. My elders have given me direction. The whaling captains, I have some support from the whaling captains that we object to the offshore drilling. They have not convinced us that there's a technology that can clean an oil spill.
Cannon says Richard Glenn, who testified with a pro-drilling message on behalf of the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, doesn't represent her because the Native Corporation is different from the Native Village. But Congressman Don Young, Alaska's stalwart proponent of development, led Glenn into a line of questioning designed to show that anyone who disagrees with them wants to kill off Native culture.
By non-acting, and then the government is really trying to extinguish a culture.
So that a lot of people will fight Arctic development in the name of saving
the
culture of the Native people there. If they really want to help us, they should come try and live where we live.
Yeah, I'd like to see him move a honey bucket out and dump it in a lagoon for a while. I think you might learn a little bit, Mr. Holt.
Mr. Rush Holt is a congressman from New Jersey, the top Democrat on the subcommittee. Holt brought up the National Oil Spill Commission report filed after the BP blowout in the Gulf of Mexico.
The commission also really issued a what would have to be called a scathing indictment of the entire offshore oil and gas industry when the commission said that from 2004 to 2009, this is a quote, I hear some muttering from the other side of the dais here, I'm just quoting the commission and I'm asking whether or not you agree with that. From 2004 to 2009, fatalities in the offshore oil and gas industry were more than four times higher per person hours worked in U.S. waters than in European waters, even though many of the same companies operate in the same venues, end quote.
Congressman Young was dismissive.
It's hard for a person to sit by and listen to someone talk about something they don't know about.
But that's just the point of this repeated tableau. A lot of members of Congress don't know much about Alaska. The top Republican on the subcommittee called the Trans-Alaska Pipeline the Trans-Atlantic Pipeline. So the education process continues. And this summer, with the high price of gas at the pump, expect Alaska's bounty to be brought up a lot. Till next time, in Washington, I'm Libby Casey.